As Jewish believers who celebrate the biblically appointed feast, we know about gathering together as families and thanking the Lord for His blessings in our lives.
Amen. And we want to bless you this holiday season, not only that you would have a bunch of wonderful meals, yes, but that you would have a heart full of gratitude to a good, good God who gave us everything, including everlasting life.
Amen. For Ezra and I and the whole staff here at Jewish Voice Ministries, we wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration this year. Don't eat too much. Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, a program to help you to better understand Bible prophecy, Israel and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, and the Jewish roots of your Christian faith. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. I'm so glad my dear friend Jonathan Kahn is back with us today because he's helping us to understand the spiritual roots of the conflict in the Middle East that seems to have no solution. Why? Because it's spiritual. He also has so much prophetic insight to share, and I know you can agree with me that in the chaos of this world around us, we all need to hear from God. Please welcome back my dear friend, Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, always a joy, always.
Likewise, likewise.
You know, Jonathan, I was saying last time you were here, we've known each other 35 years.
It's hard to believe. We were like 2 years old at the time we met.
No, hard and to so believe. So many parallels.
Yes.
But over the last 12 years, yes, we've had the joy of having you on this program as
every
you've
time
written book after yes book after book, unfolding prophetic revelation about 9/11, about the spirits, the principalities and powers that are at work in the world.
Yes.
And now you've been focusing your attention on the Middle East, which is the center of the world.
Yeah,
it's the center of what's going
on. I actually was planning on doing one on the Return of the Gods, the sequel, and I got interrupted. I saw a dragon, literally, and I didn't know as I was working on this, it turns out this is the year of the dragon, and this is the prophecy of Revelation that says so much of what's happening right now.
Yeah, well, I think you're right in the center of what is happening in the world,
yeah,
so the Lord steered you in the right direction. Mm. We talked before about October 7th.
Yes.
And it's obviously a 9/11.
Mm. Yeah.
Not only for Israel, which sadly was the greatest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust and the greatest loss of Israeli life since 1948.
Yes.
Just tragic.
Yes.
But there's a lot of spiritual implications as well. And
yeah,
I wanted to, you made this statement that the name Hamas appears in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back and talk about where. And also, you made the statement that this attack by Hamas was actually foretold in the scriptures, when it would take place, where it would take place.
Where, when, how. Yeah, total. There's so much to it. And the thing is that, first, Hamas is not only an Arabic word, it's a Hebrew word that appears in the Bible. It means death, violence, and destruction, which makes sense. And so when you look in the Bible, you actually see Hamas throughout, and it talks about Hamas being the evil men of Hamas. Lord, save me from Hamas. Hamas has risen up as a rod of evil in the land. Bloodshed because of Hamas. Hamas dwells in the dark places of the earth, like the tunnels. And it says that ultimately rid the land of Hamas. So Hamas is actually throughout the entire Bible. That's number one. And it's no accident. Number two is, and I don't use hype. And the thing is that, but I actually was led, and I'm not saying I knew all the stuff. This all just led me to share of this mystery from the Bible. It's an ancient 3,000-year-old mystery. And I shared it. It actually ordained that there would be an attack on Israel in the year 2023, in October of 2023, on a Hebrew holy day, on the Sabbath day, on the first Saturday of October of 2023. And I shared it on Friday night, the night before, and then it happened.
You shared it where? In your congregation,
I shared it at Beth
right?
Israel the night before. the night before. And then it happened, actually before midnight of our time, it happened. It started happening in Israel at that time. But it's all there. And this, actually, this mystery may enable us. I will, this is kind of like a extra thing, but since I shared this from the Lord, is that three other events happened according to that same mystery. So this may actually enable us to tell us what is actually going to happen and when.
How were you able to see this?
The Lord, I can take no credit for it. He just does it, and he makes sure that I see it. If I miss something, he guides me to it, or something will come up, or a person will say something, or something will come into my mind, and I'll go and check it out, and it's there. I take no credit for it because I can never reproduce it.
Incredible.
It just happens.
It's just incredible that it's in there if you're able to see it.
It's there.
It is there.
God is amazing. That's what we would expect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wish this were real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you also have talked about another revelation you've had about the sea peoples.
Yeah.
What do these people have to do with what we're seeing unfold in Israel?
Yeah. I mean, once you see it, it's like, yeah. But the thing is that the enemy is an imitator of God. He always imitates the things of God. God has resurrected his ancient people, Israel. So the enemy has his own resurrection. And that is that he has resurrected another ancient people, but a people that are an enemy of Israel. And so at the same moment that Israel comes back, he begins resurrecting another people. And they are called, and they don't know what they're doing. They're pawns, but they are called the Palestinians. People don't realize the word Palestinian means literally the Philistines. Literally. The word in Arabic is literally Philistine. It's so obvious. And the thing is that as soon as Israel came back, that's when the Gaza Strip was resurrected. It did not exist. Gaza did, but not the Gaza Strip. And so in 1948, the Gaza Strip comes back. All of a sudden, they all flood to the Gaza Strip, where the ancient Philistines used to attack Israel. They used to raid Israel from the Gaza Strip and from the city of Gaza. And they would raid Israeli villages. In fact, if you look in the Bible, it actually identifies the place they would raid. It's a place called the Shephela and the Negev. And where they overlap, that's where that music festival was. That's where the kibbutz was. That it was the ancient exact spot. And what do? They took Israelis back captive to Gaza in the Bible. This is a replay. In fact, I'll just throw this quick thing in. We all grew up with the story of Samson. Quick thing, what does that sound? They take an Israelite, they take him as a captive to Gaza. Okay, but you know, Samson brings down the temple, 3,000 Gazans are struck down. On October 7, it said about who came? Gazans came to attack Israel. How many? About 3,000. It was the resurrection of the Gazans.
Jonathan, it's like a recycle of history. The same people raised up the Jewish people, the same enemies of Israel,
yes.
Philistines, Palestinians, the same spirits at work.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
And so this keeps this circular motion of God's redemptive plan and the attempts of the enemy to thwart it. At some point, this moves towards the last days.
Yes.
Talk about that. Like, how does this all tie into what's ahead
and
what's been prophesied?
And even something, you just triggered something. Even something when you look at the ancient Philistines, it says Goliath was a man of war since his youth. They trained their children to be soldiers from youth. It's exactly what's happening now. Mm-hmm. It's overtaking them. They don't know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that this October 7th was really a shadow and really a precursor of what's happening in the end times. The Bible says in the last days, the whole world will come against Israel. The key issue that is going to that's been triggering that is the issue of Palestine, which is the issue of the Philistines. You know, number one, but also, you know, all over the world, it erupted in this anti-Israel hatred. This is the dragon. This is what I call the Orgidzo, which talks about his rage against Israel. Not rational. All over the world. And they chanted, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, which is basically calling for the destruction of Israel.
Right. But push Israel into the sea.
Yeah. And even that has the fingerprints of the dragon, because what is that? It's a perversion. It's a twisting of the Abrahamic promise. God gave Abraham, he said, this land is yours from the sea to the river. He kept saying the sea to the river. So the enemy inverts it, the river to the sea. Mm-hmm. You know, and in the book of Revelation, it speaks about spirits coming out of the dragon in the form like as frogs going to the world to rage the world against Armageddon. Well, we saw a shadow of that. What we just saw was also the most widespread outbreak of anti-Semitism, anti-Israel hatred in history. It was all over the entire world. After October 7th, you'd expect people to have mercy on Israel. But it erupted in this irrational.
It lasted about 2 weeks. A week to 2 weeks of empathy, and then this anti-Semitism spread like wildfire across the earth.
And even the next day, Jonathan, there was hatred of Israel too in the world, and demonstrations as well, even after this. So this is the dragon. If you can't understand how there's going to be Armageddon, you had a little taste of how that can be. It's going to be multiplied. Here's another quick thing, and that is that, in the Bible, in the Revelation, it speaks about the colors of the apocalypse. It talks about the horsemen, and there is white, and then there is red, and there is black and green. Yeah. And so when you look at that, and this is ultimately going to be against Israel. Well, interesting, because when you look at the flag of Palestine, it is white, it is red, it is black, it is green. And every nation that has those colors is an enemy of Israel.
Yeah. Wow. Too many coincidences, my friend. Many coincidences. We need to take a short break. I need to take a short break. This is so much information. I want you to be able to see the eternal impact that you're having around the world when you support Jewish Voice, especially on the ground in Israel during this ongoing crisis. What the enemy has sought for evil, God is working for good, and you're helping to make that happen. Take a look right now.
Like a modern-day prophet, Jonathan Cahn connects today's headlines with shocking secrets from the Book of Revelation. His new release, The Dragon's Prophecy, explores the hidden victory awaiting in the end of days. See the ancient vision for yourself. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we will send you Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End Days, plus a DVD of the award-winning documentary and matching booklet, The Miracle of Israel, which reveals the four prophecies that led to Israel's rebirth. Call, write, go online, or scan the QR code. Become a new Shalom partner with a generous gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you the new book, DVD, and booklet, plus 8 one-hour DVDs with Jonathan Cahn, available exclusively through Jewish Voice. That's The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored. This DVD set digs deep, graphically revealing an ancient vision that will change how you see the world. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your gift goes directly to ministry work. And you will receive those two new resources from Jonathan Cahn. Call this toll-free number. Mail your gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your generosity will make a difference for eternity.
Welcome back to this fascinating program with my friend Jonathan Cahn. Before we get back into our discussion, I want to thank you for your support of Jewish Voice. We simply could not do this without you. We can continue standing with Israel as you continue standing with us. You're helping us make a difference. So from everyone here at Jewish Voice, and for the thousands and thousands of Jewish people, we've reached scattered tribes of Israel throughout the nations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Jonathan, I want to jump back in to October 7th. Yeah. And I want to move it towards the book of Revelation. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the end of days. We've seen that there's a circular pattern where the same spirits keep coming back up to try to destroy Israel. But at some point, we're going to move into the end of the end days.
Yeah.
So talk about the Hamas invasion and connect it to the book of Revelation.
Yeah. Interesting thing. In Revelation 12, it talks about the dragon, the enemy, attacking the woman, Israel. And the thing is that it says that he spewed a flood out of his mouth and tried to flood her away, basically, flood her away. Interesting thing, Jonathan, because the attack that came on Israel, Hamas has a code word for it. They called it Operation Tufan. Tufan is an Arabic word. You know what it means? Flood. It was Operation the Flood, just like in Revelation. It was the dragon's attack. Mm. He tried to flood them, overwhelm them. There's so much. I'll give you another thing. That, the Bible speaks about anti-prophecy, speaks about Ezekiel and the prophecy that there'll be a great invasion of Israel. It may be the next great event.
Right, I was going to go into that.
Yeah,
right.
Just to say that I'll just say this, I won't go into detail. We can actually pretty much identify the peoples or lands of this. And the amazing thing is today they're all enemies of Israel, pretty much. And many of them are in alliances against Israel. But the other thing is this, Each one of them, Jonathan, what I found out, each one of them, whether it's Sudan, Libya, Turkey, and Iran, each one what took part in the invasion of October 7th. Each one of them, it says they're going to take part in an invasion. Well, it's not yet, but they each one of them were supplying Hamas, were training Hamas, every single one of them identified. And one of them is Iran. You know, and the Bible actually speaks about something called the Sarparas. It's an ancient entity. We talk about entities that is in Daniel, the entity that tried to stop the revelation, stop Daniel, stop the revelation, stop the angel. It's talking about Israel in the end times. Well, Sarparas means the ruler of Iran, literally. So it's no accident that Iran, you look at world events, is an archenemy of Israel. It says it will attack Israel. And for the first time in prophetic history, they actually attacked Israel directly just
they
now.
Did.
Just now. Yep. And yet, the Bible also says that there's something called the Tsar Yisrael, which is Michael, Michael. And so you have an entity attacking Israel and an entity defending Israel, and you had Iran send all these missiles, 99% of them were struck down. I believe there was a spiritual thing here. So it's
no accident.
No accident that Iran and Israel are archenemies. It's all in the Bible. It's all spiritual.
It is. I wonder if there's a connection between the recent president of Iran dying in the helicopter crash against the mountain.
He is the only president of Iran that actually oversaw an attack, a direct strike on Israel. The Bible says when you touch Israel, you touch the apple of my eye, and whatever you do to Israel is going to be done to you. About 30 days after he struck Israel, he was struck down dead, about 30 days after. And actually, he also threatened to annihilate Israel, which is blasphemy. You cannot annihilate Israel. And the thing is, on that weekend when he was struck down, the ancient appointed scripture that was read all over Israel and all over the world in the scrolls of the synagogues was about the blasphemer shall be struck down.
You think the Lord took him out?
I have no question. Yeah. And the other thing is, interesting, it says that the nations that come against Israel in Ezekiel, I will bring them against the mountains.
And so I was thinking of that very verse.
He's the first one of those nations that actually did something, and he was struck down against the mountains.
Yeah. He who keeps Israel never slumbers nor sleeps.
Yep.
He's watching over Israel.
Yeah.
Let me shift to what happened after October 7th. After things calmed down a little bit, there was world outpouring of sympathy.
Yeah.
It lasted about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then there were these waves of anti-Semitism that started spreading through Europe, spreading into the U.S. We saw college campus riots.
Yes.
We saw Jewish people attacked.
Yeah.
Not randomly.
Yeah.
They were told
by
the Palestinian leadership, by the Hamas leadership, kill Jews.
Yeah.
Kill Jews. And it's been spreading.
Yeah.
Where do you see this leading to?
Well, it shocked people, but it shouldn't, because this is the ancient war, and they were just used of that ancient war. This all, and again, even in Revelation, when it speaks about these spirits that will go out and gather the whole world against Israel, against this tiny little New Jersey-sized nation, makes no sense.
Yeah.
But you could actually see it happening. You can actually see it happening. In the last days, Jonathan, the dragon has two wars. The one war is against Israel, but it says he also warred against the rest of her children, those who keep the commands of Messiah Yeshua. So he's not only warring against Israel, he's warring against all believers. And so you've got a double war. And as the time goes on, believers, the church, is going to be joined to Israel more and more just by this. But, and there's so much to share, but I'll just throw this in. Keep something in mind. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the dragon and the lamb. Now, you have a dragon and a lamb, you expect you wouldn't put your bets on a lamb, but the lamb wins. And the thing is that we are on the side of the lamb. We do win. And the other thing is that Israel has had to learn how to fight. You know, they can't just sit back. And we have to learn how to fight spiritually in the last days. And then the other thing is, keep in mind all the attacks on Israel for 4,000 years to wipe them out. But all the nations, all those enemies are gone. Israel lives. Am Yisrael Chai lives. That means the God of Israel lives, the Messiah of Israel lives, and if you're serving the God of Israel, you're going to live. We are on
Amen.
The side of victory.
Amen. Yeah. The only ites that survived are the Israelites.
That's right.
Why? Because God declared, he who keeps the sun by day and the stars by night will preserve the children of Israel before him. And unless they disappear,
that's right,
God will preserve the Jewish people. Jeremiah 31,
and
it's right there.
And he'll preserve everyone
right
who
there.
Serves the God of Israel.
What an exhortation to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Jonathan, when I read the scriptures, I cannot ignore that the last days are turbulent times. Yes. The earth is shaking. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. It's going to be a very, very difficult time. It's going to be a horrendous time. But at the same time, I see a move of God that is going to be unprecedented, and I see God protecting his people. Talk about that.
Yeah, it is both. The end times are not just dark, it's dark and light, and it's polarization. The dark gets darker, the lights get brighter, those who said. And the thing is, so it's just like Israel, because, you know, Israel is back in the world, you know, now. And Israel has had to fight for its existence because the dragon wants to destroy them. For so many years, you know, Jewish people weren't known for fighting. We weren't known for fighting.
Right, of course
but
not.
Also, they came back to survive. They had to become fighters. They became among the greatest fighters in the world. What people don't realize, you know, as if you're a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus, you are not only a spiritual Jew or you're a spiritual Israelite, you're a spiritual Israeli. That's the word in the Bible. It's Israeli.
Like that.
So if the Israelis had to become fighters in the world, we have to become fighters in the spirit like the first believers. You know, they had to go back to where they were. The believers have to go back to the book of Acts, which were fighters, Jewish believers and Gentile believers.
Yes.
We're going to become fighters. And the other thing about it is when you read it, you know, it's actually in Revelation 12, the vision of the dragon. That's where it says, but they overcame him.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the word of testimony. And the word for overcome is nekeo, which is actually spoken in the past tense. It's something that's going to happen, but it's as good as done.
Yes.
So we have the victory in the Lamb. Remember, we are on the winning side. God, you know, the enemy cannot destroy Israel. He cannot destroy you. You just keep going and fight the good fight.
We have weapons, and
yes,
we can pull down strongholds. And it's time for those strongholds in your life to be pulled down. In Yeshua's name, pull down in Yeshua's name. Whatever is holding you back, whatever is keeping you in fear, whatever is keeping you from that healing, whatever is keeping you from fulfilling the destiny that God has spoken to you, tear it down. Tear it down. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm telling you, the greatest days are yet ahead, Jonathan.
I agree.
I hope you believe that too. Your best days are yet ahead. Don't get caught up with all the terrible things that are happening. Now is the time to rise up. You are a spiritual Israeli. I so like that. A spiritual Israeli. You are a warrior.
Yes.
You just have to get back in the game,
yes,
rise up in faith, and fight the good fight of faith. If you will draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Don't waste another day. Oh, praise God. We want you to hear about an opportunity to share the gospel through our partner ministries in Israel. We want you to be part of this. And we'll be back in a moment to pray for you and your family, as well as offer the gift of eternal life. Today is the day of your salvation. We'll be right back.
Like a modern-day prophet, Jonathan Cahn connects today's headlines with shocking secrets from the book of Revelation. His new release, The Dragon's Prophecy, explores the hidden victory awaiting in the end of days. See the ancient vision for yourself. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we will send you Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End Days, plus a DVD of the award-winning documentary and matching booklet, The Miracle of Israel, which reveals the four prophecies that led to Israel's rebirth. Call, write, go online, or scan the QR code. Become a new Shalom partner with a generous gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you the new book, DVD, and booklet. Plus, 8 one-hour DVDs with Jonathan Cahn, available exclusively through Jewish Voice. That's The Dragon's Prophecy, Uncensored. This DVD set digs deep, graphically revealing an ancient vision that will change how you see the world. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your gift goes directly to ministry work. And you will receive those two new resources from Jonathan Cahn. Call this toll-free number. Mail your gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your generosity will make a difference for eternity.
What an incredible program today with Jonathan Cahn. We just have a couple minutes left, and I want to do what I always try to do in every program, and that's to pray for you, to pray for your family, to pray for the needs, that the challenges you're facing, because we care about you. We really do. Before we pray for you, I just want to say this. The most important thing, the most important decision that you can make in this lifetime is to give your life to Yeshua, to Jesus. God so loves you that he sent his only son, Yeshua in Hebrew, Jesus, to die for you and to pay the price for your sin. We care about your eternal life, but more importantly, God cares about your eternity. And so if you haven't made that decision, Jonathan and I want to encourage you, today is the day of your salvation. All you have to do is to ask God to come into your life, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and tell him you want to live for him, and he'll do the rest. And if you make that decision, please email us, write to us, call us. We have prayer warriors here that will pray for you by name, and we want to just rejoice with you. So please don't wait another day. Jonathan, there's so many needs. We're getting so many emails. Mm-hmm. Would you sure. join us in prayer?
Sure.
Would you lead us in prayer?
Sure.
Thank you.
Lord, we ask your blessing on everyone watching, Lord, whatever is needed in their life. Father, we ask for victory in the Lamb by the power of Messiah.
Yes.
Bring victory. Bring, Lord, Father, open doors,
yes,
breakthroughs, healings,
yes.
Father,
yes,
a deeper
yes,
walk
yes,
with
Lord.
You. We just ask for great and mighty things. You promised victory. Let it be so. And we praise you in the name of Yeshua, Messiah,
yes,
our
Lord.
Great King, Jesus.
Touch, heal,
Amen.
Deliver, and bring
yes.
eternal life into homes right now
yes.
as we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv, jewishvoice, one word, .tv. You'll find many helpful resources, and you can send your prayer request to us right on the website. I want you to know that we care about you, and more importantly, God cares about you too. We have a team of prayer warriors committed to praying for you and your loved ones by name. As we close the program today, I want to remind you what God asks of each of us every day, Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis saying thank you for joining me today, along with Jonathan Kahn, saying shalom and God bless you. Six out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust.